lot of our 300-plus radio stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I'm going to hit this right now because what's happening to me is not as important as all the rest of this, but it's an educational format point, so I'm going to do it. Last night on at least three national shows, ABC News, Extra, and one other, they attacked me and said I'm a terrible, horrible person. Now, why'd they do that? Because I'm here raising the alarm, exposing these maniacs. And again, they wouldn't be doing this if they were invincible. There wouldn't be all this propaganda if they were unstoppable. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. It's been said a trillion times. But that's also what makes them so dangerous. So here's a clip of Oprah Winfrey from her program last night talking about AI and other issues, talking to Bill Gates on ABC News about yours truly. Here it is.
But what did we miss with the internet and social media that we can use to apply now to this moment of AI?
Well, I would say, speaking for myself personally, and I think many others, that we were a bit naive.
Yeah, so Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors.
We thought the internet, the availability of information, would make us all a lot more factual. The fact that people would seek out kind of a niche of misinformation, we were a bit naive. And bringing those lessons of, you know, let's get ahead of this. Let's get the politicians to be users and have a dialogue about maximizing the benefits while minimizing the negatives.
So to defend Bill Gates, everybody's doctor, who's really the biggest rapist in history, putting things in your body, trying to euthanize everybody and GMO your food and take away your meat, make you eat bugs, is Alex Jones and Sandy Hook. What's that to do with Bill Gates and his wife leaving him because of the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, the trafficking of children, or Bill Gates being banned in India because he got caught giving kids poison shots, or Reuters headline, majority of polio now caused by Bill Gates's polio shots? You can pull that up. What does that have to do with me and the internet questioning a shooting that happened almost 12 years ago? That's all they got. Oh, this guy questioned something. It's worse than millions of Iraqis being starved to death under sanctions by the Clintons that expanded it to triple what the Bushes had. It's no medicine, food shipped into a desert country. That's not a problem. Not hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths or 325,000 missing kids and sex slavery and slave labor. Or all the corruption or World War III or, you know, the Haitians running wild or the Venezuelan gangs and pedophilia being promoted and all the rest of the globalist crimes that are going on and the globalists trying to kill Trump and lying about it and coming out, the Secret Service stood down, is now engaged in a massive cover-up at DHS and the Justice Department and the Senate admitting that. No, it's Alex Jones and the danger of internet disinformation, because the magic word, Sandy Hook, you wave a wand. Why, the internet didn't believe it. Alex Jones covered it some. He's the greatest devil ever. We got to shut them all down. Bill Gates is the good guy. He's going to teach us what's real and what's not. Why, he's got NewsGuard that goes out and tells everybody what to censor and shut down. Like, oh, these shots don't work. They make you sick. You're censored. That was all true. Came out to be true. Everything he says is a lie. He runs a global depopulation eugenics operation. And there's Oprah Winfrey, best buddies with Jeffrey Epstein and with Harvey Weinstein and with Bill Gates. And you know he was sponsoring the show. He spends billions a year on media. AI and the future of us. An Oprah Winfrey special Thursday, September 12th. And I'm told I haven't even watched it. They just found that one clip. I'm the bad guy. Oh, play scary music. Oh my gosh, Alex Jones is so evil. He's so bad, he's got to be stopped. But the truth's getting out here. I was on Glenn Beck yesterday. That's going viral. And everywhere else, there, we have bigger audiences than them, and that's why they're so scared and why they need a World War III or a massive cyber attack or a civil war. They're saying they got to have it. Civil war conditions if Trump wins, because they're on the ropes. They're losing. They're failing. Everybody hates you, Bill Gates. Everybody knows who you are, you biological warfare rapist, raping us with your poisons and viruses you cook up and raping us with your poison shots. Go to hell, Bill Gates. We'll be right back.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday, September 13, 2024 edition of the Alex Jones Show.
You keep lying. Truth
in. We are 40.
And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Almost 50. That's just longer than that. It's just about 50 years since the Vietnam War ended. And, of course, the United States got defeated there. But the U.S. doesn't need to win wars because the people pay for it and lose our lives. And the people we're killing lose their lives. But the military-industrial complex gets more power and more control. And now they've moved on from the Vietnamese to the Russians, who've got the biggest nuclear arsenal and submarines in the Gulf of Mexico, Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, and up by the Arctic Circle with nuclear missiles, ballistic missiles pointed at us, not to mention everything else they've got. And so now if you just joined us, Putin came out and said, if NATO starts bombing Russia with precision-guided heavy missiles, it's an act of war, and Russia will act accordingly, according to their doctrine. And their doctrine is they will hit those targets in Europe with either conventional or tactical nuclear weapons. And then about 5 minutes after that, the doctrine of the United States is to have total commitment and rain missiles down on the U.S. So most experts believe Russia may not even just use tacticals. They'll go ahead and hit the West first. And in 30 minutes, the world, as you know it, is over. And it will take probably thousands of years for us to get back to where we are now, even if we survive. And the 450-plus admitted nuclear reactors will all melt down, shut down, and blow up, making the entire planet completely radioactive for billions of years. So are we going to commit collective suicide? That's really the question that's on the table. And I talk to my friends and family that are awake and informed. They still don't get this. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Come on the boat this weekend. Hey, you better be careful, you know, going to Europe right now. Come on, Alex, that's not going to happen. I got family that won't even take it serious. And they know all about it. Just like, oh, come on. Okay. You look at all the craziness, them trying to kill Trump, talking about civil war and civil war conditions, and, oh, the terrorists are going to hit the power grid during the election and turn it off, the FBI says, and, oh, the right wing's going to do it. It's all over the news, just all made up. They're getting ready to do it. They've got it prepared. You can feel it. You can see it. You can intellectually analyze it. You can spiritually feel it in your gut. And we can't even get people upset about 325,000 kids that the government shipped in. Some of them as young as a year old that have been totally disappeared into hell on earth. slave labor, sex slavery. It's in the local news. They keep finding them in sex dungeons. But Oprah Winfrey can't cover that. She's too busy covering for Weinstein and Epstein and how great Bill Gates is last night on ABC News and how bad Alex Jones is. And this morning, without even looking, I just saw it on, flipping through channels, ABC News, MSNBC, CNN, top of Drudge. Top story, man. This is really important. Loomer MAGA love. MTG calls Don in rage. How do they know that? How is that a story that Laura Loomer has been attacking MTG for years and saying and stirring stuff up? And I've liked Laura. I don't think she's a bad person, but she loves the attention. And Trump likes her and is nice to her. And so she flutters around like a moth at the flame. And then that becomes the, oh, Trump's campaign's falling apart. Major escalation in the civil war, as if Laura Loomer is his chief of staff or his campaign manager. She's not. She's a journalist. She does some good work. But it's like, can you see that this is Vanity Fair going on here? This is what's on CNN. This is what is one of the top stories. It's all over the place. A catfight. And MTG is not doing anything publicly. How did the media learn, probably isn't even true, of this angry MTG call to Trump? Wonder who said that. Wonder who's telling the media this. You know it's not MTG. I'm sure it's not Laura. Right, Laura? I mean, this is the kind of stuff you see before the end of the world. I mean, I bet the front page of the newspaper of the day there's nuclear war or some crap like this. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, this story isn't even a 0.1 billionth. It isn't even in the same universe. And you're like, why are you talking about it? To illustrate, this is beyond shining your shoes when the Titanic's about to break in two and sink. Oh, there's a lifeboat for you. Here it is. The ship's sinking in 5 minutes. I need to shine my shoes right now. Hold on. Do you have a toothpick? I got a little piece of food stuck in my teeth. Again, you wake up, your house is on fire, and you go, you know what? I'm not going to get my family out of here. I'm going to go cook a TV dinner and watch television. You put the TV dinner in the oven, you wait. Before it even, heats up to 100 degrees, the house collapses on you and you die in flame. Oh, there's smoke in the house. Your wife's passing out. Ah, honey, we're not going to leave. I'm going to go take a piss. I'm going to go take a shower. You're in the shower, rub-da-dub-dub-dub, and smoke and fire shooting in. Ceiling falls in on you. I mean, I'm in the twilight zone right now. Oh, make it look like Trump's collapsing. There's a crisis in his campaign. Reportedly, a congresswoman and some reporter don't like each other. Yeah, that's a really important thing. Wow. I mean, yeah, look. Oh, NBC News. Far-right activist Laura Loomer. Access to Trump reveals a crisis in his campaign. Oh, my God. Laura Loomer's with the press on the plane. Going out the back of the plane. It's, oh, my God. They're doing the same thing there with Laura that they did with me, where I'm the Sandy Hook guy, and he's pissing on kids' grave, never happened, and doing all this stuff, and he's Trump's right-hand man, and he tells Trump everything to do, and which wasn't true. People are like, hey, we hear you tell Trump what to do. And I'm like, well, I have given him info. He's listened to me some, but no, barely. I haven't told Trump he's bad administration. Secretly. That's why they got mad. I wasn't running around in the news. I was talking about it on air, but not about me giving Trump info then. So that's the type of BS we've got going on here. AP, Laura Loomer promoted 911 conspiracy theory, joins Trump for ceremonies marking the attacks. Oh, my God. There she is with Corey Lewandowski. It's all over. Laura is a good person that fought for free speech, exposed a lot of stuff, a good person. But I've told her 100 times on air, or probably 10 times on air, 100 times, stop fighting with MTG. Stop calling Trump and saying, it isn't an issue. It doesn't matter. World War III is what matters. Open borders is what matters. But now you see what's going on here. And maybe it wasn't Laura or somebody, maybe MTG didn't make the call. But who is in the staff making this an issue? Or did the media make it up? Probably. I'm done talking about it. You're like, why are you talking about it? Because I'm illustrating how insane this is. It'd be like if you had liver cancer. They could go cut it out. They had like a 99% success rate on that cancer. He said, I'm going to leave that. I'm not going to have that emergency surgery. I'm not going to have it. I'm going to go get my toenails trimmed and get a pedicure. That's the toes, right? Manicure. I never got it done. I'm going to go get a pedicure done, or I'm going to go get my back waxed. So, yeah, I guess there's MTG talking about her. So they're fighting with each other. That is so stupid. I'm not attacking MTG. I get it. It's just that, no, I get it. MTG's horrified by Laura and thinks she's going to become a detriment to Trump. But I'm done. I'm done talking about it. It's just, can you imagine that we're talking about this, and it's a top story right now, basically. It's everywhere. Instead of World War III. Instead of the Secret Service in a stand down admitted and a DHS cover up, top Democrat senators admit because they're getting ahead of it because they know the whistleblowers that are about to come out. And Jack Posobiec's on the fourth hour with me with key intel and breaking news. And they got the goods. More will be released soon. But a lot will be told today. So we'll stay focused on that. I'm just saying, see this for what it is. Don't talk about it. Don't give it attention. Don't even respond. And I'm doing it just to try to say we need to do that. All right. Let's move along here now to what I was just mentioning with the Secret Service. This is so important. There was an attempted coup against President Trump. They know from the numbers that he's going to win the election despite all massive fraud. He has such a landslide coming. When they failed to kill him, the landslide got even bigger. They tried to give us collective amnesia to not talk about it. And they're going to try again with 52 days left, just as sure as the sun came up this morning. And now we have Senator Blumenthal and Murray, who are really behind the scenes, top quarterbacks in the operation against us, and who have run the operations against me with the lawfare. It's come out in court. They got with the FBI. They got with the law firms. It's all come out. They got with the CIA. It's all come out. If you're a new listener, look it up. I was telling Glenn Beck this in his podcast. He goes, I know. It's all on record. Yes, you're right. I was like, so you know all this. Yeah, we've been following Alex. We know. Like, people know this. It's like, it's known. And you're worried about yourself. No, I'm explaining. Like, these people are in charge of the deep state. And they come out and say, oh, the public's going to be really shocked. There's a cover-up and a stand-down, and this is terrible, and people aren't going to believe this Senate report. And that's because they know the whistleblowers are coming out with all the proof. They're already been interviewed, been organized, all the proof, and they're getting ahead of it so it doesn't hit them. Because I said on the 13th and 14th of July, I believe in the council this was decided was Obama and Senator Blumenthal and Murray. I know they're in charge. I know they're in the star chamber. They're in the cabal. They're at the top. They get the globalist orders, but they implement. And if I had to bet my right arm on who made the decisions with Mayorkas for the stand down to the Secret Service and who was in the planning meetings, Blumenthal, Murray. And I said that. Find the clips. See if the archivists can find that. I said that in the first few days after. And I said they'll suddenly say Iran was involved or is going to try to kill him again. 3 days after I said it, they came out with it. I know the enemy. I don't just say this stuff. I've been attacked by them. I've literally crawled through the mud, metaphysically. I've been run over by it. I've tasted the tires of the truck they used to ram me. That'll get you where you learn the smell and taste and look of something real quick when it's been beating the living snot out of you. It's them. It's always been them. And the takeaway is that there was a stand down and there's a DHS cover-up. They're going to blame DHS instead of the Justice Department. It's all the same thing. Two wings of the same bird. Two eyes of the same head. Two different upper and lower beak. Left and right talon. Left and right lung. Left and right kidney. DHS and Justice Department. The fact that they're doing this means they know the damning evidence that I've been asked to sit on until it's all presented. I've known about this stuff for 3 weeks. And they're really ready. And I've told the people, Posobiec's heavily involved, that you better release it quickly. Well, we're updating the final report and we're getting the witnesses ready. And Blumenthal's getting out ahead of it, which isn't going to work because we're going to explain why he's doing it. By the way, it was clear they'd already given the questions to Kamala at the ABC debate last Tuesday. This week, it was like 100 years ago. And then they said they have a whistleblower. Now it's confirmed they're about to go public from inside ABC. Obviously, she had the questions. Donna Brazile did it in 2016 for Hillary at CNN. She was hired by ABC to be a commentary person, a trusted expert. Like, tell us about how the foxes eat the hens. And the fox has a hen in its mouth. Hold on. I can't talk. I hit him. Donna Brazile finishes the hen. Let me tell you how the foxes eat the hen. Bon appetit. Blood dripping off her teeth and lips. Like a Haitian gobbling a cat in your front parking lot, your driveway. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's a Haitian's ate Wilbur. You walk out, she's and then I told you, she's sucking blood. She believes it gets demonic power. Now we have the recipes and the voodoo rituals and the drinking. Would you like to see a bunch of videos of Haitians drinking cat's blood in America and other places? It's coming up. I know you don't want to see it. Struggling adolescent cat while the Haitian drinks its blood live. He's very adept. He bites right through the fur into the carotid artery, the jugular, and then it spews lusciously into his mouth as he slurps it with delight. Very skillfully done, trying to grab a cat in its legs while it fights for its life and to suck its blood. Nice fella. Yeah, the devil will really screw you up. Start devil worship from the time you're a year old. Go to the Target book section for kids. Half of it's how to devil worship for kids. Think I'm joking? How to do black magic spells and kill your parents. Of course, it doesn't really kill your parents. It just kills your soul. Wax your brain out so you start thinking about that. And pretty soon, you want to drink blood of a cat. Because that's what these demons want. They want to debase you in front of God. They want to take you away from God. They want to have that hedge of protection be removed. So, Blumenthal, Murray, hours after Hawley, Josh Hawley, former attorney general in Missouri, went on Fox yesterday morning and said this report's going to be damning, a stand down and cover up. They went, oh, my God. And they ran out and said, yeah, it's really damning. Why? Because I'll bet my bottom dollar that you were in the planning sessions. Because every time they are. A little scared there, Stolen Glory, aren't you? Getting a little concerned there, are you? When your son deposes me and quarterbacks everything for daddy, and he talks about on the Senate floor how his son's taking down Alex Jones. What a nice man. Here's the rat jumping off the sinking ship. Here's Blumenthal.
I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures by the Secret Service in this assassination attempt on the former president. But I think they also ought to be appalled and astonished by the failure of the Department of Homeland Security to be more forthcoming, to be as candid and frank as it should be to them in terms of providing information. And we are going to absolutely insist on the truth and the whole truth in documents and testimony as members of the United States Senate, but also as citizens.
What did you learn new today when you said they're going to be appalled? What's
I'm not going to go into what we have learned in specifics. I'm giving you my reaction. And we will have a report very, very soon that I think will absolutely shock the American people, or should, about the lapses and lags in the protection that was afforded that day and the breakdown in communication, failure in responsibility.
Is that report coming today or tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
Is that report coming out tonight or tomorrow?
No.
I think it's coming out right now. He said noon. Check and see the report's out, guys. Check the Senate. Check Blumenthal's website. And again, his son deposed me with another Democrat hatchet man, former federal prosecutor, especially he's putting Republicans in jail. The whole thing was trying to look for something criminal. They even said that. And I kept saying, you know, your dad's stolen glory, never was out of the country, never in combat, claimed he was in combat in Vietnam. He was assigned to the U.S. Senate as a Marine to do children's programs. But he says he was a combat vet. And they finally got so mad, he stopped deposing me and left. But these people are rats. They're total scum. I mean, they just ooze dishonor and filthiness and creepiness and skullduggery and just loathsome treachery. And, oh, he's so concerned about the lying and suppressing by the DHS. And, oh, he's so worried about, oh, what happened? Oh, you're going to be shocked by it. No, we're not shocked by it. And I say you're the main suspect, buddy. You don't think we don't know who you are? Think you can fool us? Piece of filth. So, here's Senator Hawley before they ran out and did this. Here it is.
Yeah, see, this is what's so hard to understand is that if this individual had failed one or more of her training exams, if she was known not to be really one of the Secret Service's top agent, she's in the Pittsburgh office, why was she put in charge of the entire trip, Jesse? I mean, the whole thing. She was in charge of the whole works from the time the president landed to the time he went to Butler. It's just totally inexplicable. And, Jesse, one other thing. I'm told by people who are close to and have knowledge of the Secret Service's own internal investigation that the Department of Homeland Security is leaning on the Secret Service not to comply with document requests to Congress. I mean, this is really getting to be outrageous. The American people need the truth here.
And that's what's going to come out. That's the side issue. But yeah, they put incompetence in charge for the stand down, and that was the so they could bring in their guy and do this, and they had the stand down. They tried to kill Trump. Period. It's all coming out. And what you're hearing is nothing. They're putting out the whitewash, not Hawley, but the other the Democrat senators. They're putting out something that they want to make the scandal that they're just totally incompetent idiots and horrible and hiding their incompetence. No. It's Ronald Rowe is not incompetent. He ran the whole stand down and lied to Congress about it. We're going to go to break. I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air. And regardless of what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air. And that's the alexjonesstore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. 30-plus amazing new T-shirt designs. I think it's more new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner. And a $138,000 turbo diesel, super deluxe, off-road, upgraded, the best truck you can get, over-the-top, amazing system along with it as well. And that's the great folks from Bigley that are doing that, the alexjonesstore.com. And the truck is turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features. And then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour. The best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV. And I just love it. I picked it out. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. These T-shirts, you got to get them. And we need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you.
If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. When they have 50-plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it.
Water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. This stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Get your power, your backup power generation, your solar panels. Get your house in order.
If you just do little things, and lots of us do it, many hands make light work. So folks, you go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way is a sponsorship. We get support, get the very same prices that are on the site. In fact, some cases better deals. You can also call 941-246-2156, 941-246-2156. They've got everything in stock, including their new hottest item, the Faraday cage, bullet-resistant backpack that is so amazing, heavy-duty. This is what people need.
I can get a Garmin that's also using satellite, a bivy stick. I can get the secure phone because I want my messaging and my stuff. I don't want my phones being hacked. Also for privacy reasons, right? For the fact that I don't want my communication out there. I want my banking information protected. I want my will, trust. All these things that you save onto that phone is not hackable. You know, it's not. It's there that's being protected.
One more time, folks, you need to get prepared. He's just here talking about it because he's an expert. It's our great sponsor, one of the top sellers in the world, top in the U.S. It's a satellite phone company. If you go to InfoWarsPhone.com, then we get sponsorship support. Just goes right to their website, redirects there. You need it all. Get it at InfoWarsPhone.com. Steve, thank you so much for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this baby, you're supporting the InfoWar and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000, and when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I just talked to a very well-known congresswoman, and she said Trump is giving a press conference right now, and then he's probably going to address the Loomer MTG thing. Why? I mean, in the middle of potential World War III, this is what we're talking about. We've got the Secret Service standing down, DHS lying to Congress, the FBI covering up. We've got 125,000 missing kids. We've got jobs numbers being new numbers that they even fake more than what they said 2 months ago, a year ago, a week ago. We've got prices exploding to record levels. That was all fake news. They lowered prices. We've got just all of this insane world government announcements of a world cashless society run by the UN. I've got that. And we're talking about Laura Loomer. Nothing against Laura. It's just, it's insane. Imagine if I spent the whole show, oh, Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey attacked me last night. Sure, that's interesting of what I'm covering, but it just doesn't rate to be talked about. Oh, my God. Oh, ew. Oh, well. I'm so pissed off right now in a focused way that I don't want to start screaming at people. I don't want World War III. And I don't make predictions because I want to scare people. I make predictions or probabilities because that's what I see from the evidence. I very calmly and rationally study this stuff. People that know me personally are like, man, you're really flamboyant on air, but we went to dinner, you barely talked for 2 hours. Or friends come over, I just sit back, listen to them, relax. Family, chill. But I'm up here talking to millions of people about saving the planet. I got some energy going on here. And I don't know what I'm supposed to say to get people's asses in gears. Oh, I assure you, when the hydrogen bombs start dropping and the missiles start detonating, people will be real concerned then. It's like gold and silver. When people realize how much inflation there is and that gold is about 5 times lower than it should be, silver is about 20 times lower than it should be, oh, you'll all be running for silver and gold then. It's just, this stuff is no-brainers what's going on. I bet if we go to Trump, he's talking about how he's falsely prosecuted or how he has bigger crowd sizes. And I love Trump. I don't even know what he's talking about. I'm just guessing that's what he's talking about. He should be talking about 325,000 missing children. He should be talking about how Kamala ran the whole thing when Mayorkas said they should be in prison. He should be talking about World War III and how they want to bomb Russia with missiles, and that's insane. Maybe he is. I don't know what he's talking about. Let's fade him up live right now.
Just went through the roof. Gun assaults rose at levels never seen before. And forcible rape went up by much more than the 73% that they reported.
That's a good thing to talk about, crime
explosion.
As Attorney
General, she defined child sex trafficking, assault with a deadly weapon, and rape of an unconscious person as nonviolent crimes. She put them in a new category as nonviolent.
She's talking about Kamala's Attorney General.
Now, as Vice President, she's facilitated the largest wave of sex trafficking.
Yes.
And human trafficking in history, the history of our country by far. And in case you don't want to write about it, which you should, because there can be no bigger scandal than this, we have, under this administration, 325,000 migrant children are missing. 325,000. In other words, take your biggest stadium in California and you could fill it up 5 or 6 times. Those are all missing children. Many of them are dead. Many of them are sex slaves and slaves of different nature. But her destruction of the law and order in California did not end there. In 2020, Kamala Harris proudly endorsed defund the police. We're going to defund the police. Anybody that was even in favor of defunding the police for 1 month, let alone her entire career, should never be president of the United States. She supported a plan to cut the L.A. Police Department by at least $150 million, and ideally more. This is when your crime in L.A. was reaching very significant heights today.
All right, fade it down for a minute. Listen to it. We get back to child trafficking. Okay, I told you this last month, and I told you last week that I was getting him memo write-ups about compare it to sports stadiums full of kids. That's 3 1/4 sports stadiums, the biggest ones, filled with kidnapped children. They literally got the memo. Now, the rest of the memo is call for finding the children and then the prosecution of Kamala and Mayorkas for being the biggest traffickers in history. That's the way he's starting to do it. So you see the effect all of you had and we had here, okay? I don't know whether I was me getting into his topless campaign or Roger talking to him or you somewhere, but it's happening. And I didn't hear what he was talking about. I was bitching. I was like, I bet it's some side issue. No, I was wrong. I went right to him talking about it. I don't know. He may have talked about it earlier. This is great. This is wonderful. See, we're doing it. Let's go back.
This is why all of her policies changed. She was anti-fracking. She was anti-everything. And all of a sudden, she changed. Even the first question she was given at the debate gave one of the dumbest answers. They were asking about pricing and would you be better off today or 4 years ago? Prices have gone up at numbers that nobody's ever seen before. And just the concept of being better off, she didn't give the answer. She talked about when she grew up, nobody knew what the hell she was talking about. And based on the polls, it didn't work because Rasmussen, as you probably saw, just came out and they just lifted me up by 6 points for president, which is one of the biggest increases they've ever had.
And we broke that Tuesday with the head of Rasmussen.
A short period of time of a
By the way, get him back on, please.
Up 6 points.
Said he'd come back on. Get him back on.
And I thought the debate was great. I thought I did very well, but I was fighting three people. I was fighting the crazy left radical lunatics at ABC, I think considered the worst, by me, considered the worst broadcaster out there. George Slopodopoulos, that whole group, they're bad. And I lost a lot of respect for David Muir. He came at me with things, and we'll go over it in a second. But I was right about the crime stats going way up. The fact is the FBI didn't report them, and were able to keep the stats essentially flat. But the new numbers came out. I guess somebody in government likes me because the new numbers were just released. And you'll see the kind of numbers that we're talking about.
Yeah, 800-plus cities don't release their numbers now.
Record levels like nobody's seen.
Total fraud.
When everything was
dead on.
And thanks to Kamala, since 2020, crime and drug overdose deaths here have skyrocketed by 40, 50, and 60%. And murder has reached an all-time high. We don't want this for our country. That's why I'm doing this. I don't like doing this other than I know you all have the nicest view you're going to ever have. But somebody's got to explain this woman. This is a radical left, Marxist, communist, fascist. As border czar, she then launched a colossal invasion of California's southern border. Just yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported that a Venezuelan gang is expanding its deadly reach in the United States.
For two reasons. Number one.
First sentence of the story begins, U.S. law enforcement officials have watched with alarm the spread of a Venezuelan gang known for dismembering people. Dismembering people, right? Dismembering people. From Chile to Colombia, they're all over the place. Now they're in our country. They're known as MS-13. They're considered the meanest, toughest gang in the world. In Long Island, not so long ago, two young 16-year-old girls were walking to school, and they carved them up with a knife. They killed both of them. They carved them up with a knife. They didn't want to shoot them. And we got them out. I got them out so fast, and we did a big number. And I wanted to thank ICE while I'm at it, because ICE has been unbelievable. Border Patrol has been unbelievable. And she wants to get rid of ICE. She wants to dismember ICE. She wants to take them out. And if you didn't have ICE, you'd have a problem in this country. ICE would go in. I remember in Long Island with us, they had a gang that was brutal, MS-13 gang. They came out of prisons from different places. And they formed, for whatever reason, Long Island seems to be a place. And I'll never forget the scene of ICE going into a rat's nest, they call them, when you have a lot of them together, rat's nest. And they walked into that nest, and you just saw arms and fists and feet. Everybody was flying. And 3 minutes later, he saw it. 3 minutes later, they walked out with these guys, dragging them out by their feet and throwing them into paddy wagons and bringing them into jails. And then we got them out of the country and moved them back to where they came from, which Obama was unable to do when he was president. Obama was unable to do because the countries wouldn't participate. They wouldn't allow him back.
Remember, the deep state tried to kill this guy 2 months ago today.
Take a look. Mexico, too, to a large extent.
There's nothing they won't do.
And I think probably the worst of all.
Our government is hijacked by criminals.
It was rough. We had four in South America. We have.
All right. We'll go back to this, and we've got the crew monitoring it. But he I know he's been briefed because he did the sports stadium analogy that I was using last week, and that I know I told people to tell him. That's the kind of thing he likes. But he didn't do the rest of it. He's going off notes, and maybe he's made the decision to say he's not going to try to find the kids and have a national initiative to do it, a task force. Maybe he doesn't want to say he's going to go after them criminally. But he's already saying he is on the other stuff. And they go, oh, no, you better not be mean and go after us. That's politically bad. No, people want to hear you're going to follow justice and go after them. I mean, they're kidnapping children and shipping them in and protecting the people doing it. We have a responsibility. God's watching. But I'm at least encouraged by what I just saw. The Senate reports 325,000, and it's growing. That's old numbers. So, speaking of that, let's get into this. I got a lot of news here before the next few guests join us, including Jack Posobiec, with huge news and intel on what really happened in Butler. We're getting a lot of intel confirming what we already knew. And that's why you've seen the Democrats in the Senate. Oh, my God, a report's coming out today. It's really bad. You're not going to like it. Oh, they stood down and they're suppressing the truth and covering up. We're not part of the cover-up. No, no, no. So look at these headlines. Ohio Election Integrity Unit discovers illegal Haitian voter registration fraud operation. The Ohio Secretary of State issued a press release yesterday that notified the Ohio State's 88 county boards of elections of an investigation by the Election Integrity Unit, which uncovered illegal voting registration in Creole, a language common in Haiti. The Office Election Integrity Unit recently concluded an investigation into the origins of an illegal voter registration form transmitted in the Haitian Creole language. The Clark County Board of Elections reported the form to our office after rejecting its submission by a local applicant. The press release said Thursday, the state government is monitoring third-party groups and paid canvassers for potential fraud. And it just goes on from there, of course. But we want to show you what's happening. Despite Democrat gaslighting, more videos emerge confirming Haitian migrant mayhem in Ohio, including police reports and arrests for murdering people's cats and drinking their blood in front of them. Eating cats issue will blow up in the Dems' face as more learn about Haitian voodoos, as former Democrat candidate Marina Williamson. Got a lot of Christian Haitians coming out saying no. They kill and drink the cat's blood live. Like I said last week, the lady drinking his blood in the parking lot, in the driveway of the house in Springfield, Ohio. I said she's doing it as a voodoo ritual. Now, viewer discretion is very seriously advised. What I'm about to show you, this man expertly holding a cat by its back and front paws, gripping an adolescent cat. It's not a kitten, but it's in between. It's a medium-sized cat. Radio listeners, I'm describing it, and he bites right through the fur and the skin, ripping open the jugular like a vampire, like Count Dracula would do, and then expertly, like he's drinking out of a straw, sucking its blood live. Go ahead and roll the video. Delicious. And nutritious. In Kenya, they drink bloods right out of the cow's necks. They have a little hammer and a little pick, and they just boop, and then it shoots out their mouth. Ah, and they put it in a bucket. They mix pee with it and drink it. Think I'm joking? Type in Kenyans mix cow blood with urine and drink it. That's the standard morning snack. And I'm not even attacking them. They're keeping the cow alive. They're doing it. It's a vampiric thing, but you mix it with the milk, doesn't make you sick. I mean, we eat the meat. But it shows a totally different culture just being dropped down. But the Kenyans do it for sustenance. These guys do it. They believe they're taking the spirit of the animal. That's what voodoo is becoming possessed by a spirit. That's why you call liquor spirits. There's also drink to get possessed. They're not the only ones that do it. It's part of ancient rituals that are all over the world. That's what the Mayans and Aztecs and Toltecs before them did, is they drank alcoholic narcotic drinks that had narcotics in it as well to sacrifice and be sacrificed. Here's footage of one of the Haitians in Springfield coming in with like an 8-year-old girl who the parents are crazy enough to let go to the local convenience store. He comes up, kisses her on the neck, whispers to her, tries to grab her, and the cashier saves her. Let's go ahead and roll that footage. Radio listeners, he comes up, starts putting his face up to her neck, whispering to her. And the woman says, leave the kid alone. And that's what the locals are all reporting, black, white, you name it. She holds her hand till he leaves. And then the mother's actually there. She didn't even know. A few seconds and he moved in. He's like, what's the problem? Now he's mad. Because in Kenya, Haiti, that's what you do. You don't do that in Kenya. They'd kill you there. I have to say, most Africans don't put up with that either. But the Haitians have been lawless and out of control and slaves from the beginning when they got there. And it's just, it's cursed. It's a cursed island. Their side of the island's all deforested. There's no animals, basically, no birds, lizards. They eat them all. The other side's Dominican Republic, all green and beautiful. Very, very sad. We've already played this, but, I mean, they say this doesn't exist. She's a woman's been arrested, charged. She said reportedly now that she wanted the spirit of the cat. And she bares her teeth to the police. And it's like, what's the problem? I'm just in somebody's driveway at night drinking their cat's blood. I mean, what's the problem? What we do in Haiti. Here's the footage.
Back. Someone got rubber gloves. She's covering blood. All right, you got gloves. You got rubber gloves. Smile for me.
Smile with your teeth.
Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it? Get in there. It's ridiculous. It's all right, other kitty, you're safe. Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with you.
Did you see her eating it? She was eating it?
Yeah.
She was drinking the blood. Yes. Vampire activity.
Well, you don't kill a cat and go to the hospital. You go to jail.
They eat people in Haiti. On record.
Copy out of 10th and Duver with CM 410-221-2259.
Let's go to Tucker Carlson, what he has to say about it. Go ahead and skip to that.
No, here's the point, though. It's not that the pets are being eaten. It's that they're being sacrificed, actually. That's the truth. That's the truth. We've imported a lot of people, over 5% of the population, from a country in which witchcraft is the dominant religion. And that's not a guess. Been to that country. I know a lot of great people from that country, by the way. I'm not attacking everyone in the country at all. But the fact is that the people in question come from a country in which witchcraft is the dominant religion and in which human sacrifice is a regular occurrence. That's just a fact.
All right. I got a bunch of other news on this, but we'll get to it next hour. I want to go back to that with our guest, special guest that's joining us, surprise guest coming up, and then Jack Posobiec in the fourth hour on the big developments, not just on the Secret Service, but And why the rats are leaving the sinking ship, but on a bunch of other issues, the campaign, Trump assassination attempts that we know are they're planning. But I've got a lot of other news that I want to hit as well. And several clips on that. So get the clip ready with Trump for the next segment saying no free money for illegals to get mortgages. Yeah. We should have a debate about whether citizens should be getting that. Maybe veterans or something, or maybe you shouldn't take old folks' homes when they're out of money. I mean, you know, you certainly don't just hand out free money. You can't do that. It'll make people dependent. It'll bankrupt the country. But $150,000 free for illegal aliens in California, $30,000 free in other states like Washington and Oregon and Illinois, $3,000 a month from the feds to the Haitians and everybody else on top of all the other aid and assistance. Then I've got, boom, Trump proposes no taxes on overtime pay. We've got confirmation they're about to release the whistleblowers' affidavits with the law firms and everything about ABC giving the questions to Kamala beforehand. We've got the media caught in huge fake news against Trump. They're now saying that CHOP in Seattle never existed, and the Seattle Times has come out and said it's another lie of Trump. No one ever took over any areas of Seattle. And then I have all the articles and videos of them taking over and calling it CHOP. I mean, that's like saying Tom Brady never played in the NFL, Seattle Times. It's that level of just a crazy lie. It's crazy. I mean, it's just like it just on its face. Kamala also says she never wanted transgender surgery for prisoners or illegals. We have all the videos and articles. The media is saying Trump's lying. So much more next hour. Please stay with us. Now, this is an action item for listeners and viewers. I need you to listen to me. We're in an info war. When you wear a cool Patriot shirt, you meet all the cool people. And I wear these, and I'm also Alex Jones, so I get the same effect without a shirt. I get 99.9% love now. I didn't used to get that. Shows how people awoken. I would not wear these shirts into downtown Portland. You'll still get a lot of love, but also probably stab in the back or something, or other super commie areas. But everywhere else, you spread the word, you meet like-minded people, and by buying these shirts at thealexjonesstore.com, I'll show you some of the great designs. There's over 30 there, and ball caps. You fund the operation to keep us on air, and this is separate from InfoWars. So even if they shut this place down, the folks we're working with, this will help us get relaunched quickly. So we need the funds. We need the support. We got the best baseball caps, the best shirts, high quality, made right here in America, printed in America, thealexjonesstore.com. And when you go there and sign up for free in the email, just put in your email, you get entered to win $10,000 and at the same time, 138,000 most badass turbo diesel, super loaded, upgraded, the best there is. Dodge Ram 2024 Prospector AEV, and you just got to learn about it there on the site. When you buy something, it varies day to day. You get 5 entries some days, 10 entries other days. But you always get entered into the raffle 5 to 10 more times. It's a win-win, thealexjonesstore.com. And these are the best T-shirts, the best designs. They're absolutely amazing. You can email there as well and recommend a design you like. These are some of the top designers in the country doing this that we partnered with. It's their operation. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. One word. We'll post the link up in the live show feed, too, at InfoWars.com if you missed that, but TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, DrJonesNaturals.com, incredible nano silver products, incredible colloidal silver, incredible next level foundational energy that's selling out, DrJonesNaturals.com, and then all the other incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Nitric Boost and so many other, Vitamin Real Fusion about to sell out, all of it discounted up to 40%, and the best CBD at the lowest prices, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 3.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. And we're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. at Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.